Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to IMC's conference call to discuss the second quarter 2Q13 results. The presentation is available for download at the company's website, www.internationalmealcompany.com/IR. We would like to inform that during the company's presentation, all participants will only be able to listen to the call. We will then begin the Q&A session when further instructions will be given. In case you need any assistance during the conference, please request the operator's help by pressing star and zero. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made. The company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. In this conference, we have Mr. Javier Gabelin, CEO of IMC, Mr. Julio Milan, CFO, and Mr. Neil Amarino, Investor Relations Officer. I will now turn the conference call over to Mr. Javier Gabelin, please. You may proceed.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to IMC's earnings conference call for the second quarter. Firstly, we would like to thank you all for participating in the call. During the presentation, we will talk about our main second quarter highlights, and then we will open Q&A session. We can go into more detail on any questions that you may have. On slides to second quarter 2013 highlights, let's go straight to slide two, where we present our main second quarter highlights. We closed the quarter with 380 stores. We opened 23 new stores in the second quarter and 72 in the last 12 months, giving year-on-year growth of 23%. As we mentioned in our last earnings conference call, we resume our focus on airport segment this year, opening another 11 stores in the quarter and 7 more in July, giving 25 year-to-date new stores. Same-store sales increased by 6.9% in the quarter and 7.7% in the first half, led by the road segment, which grew 10.5% and 12% respectively. Our food costs remain under control, despite strong food inflation throughout the year. Once again, we managed to reduce the percentage of revenues represented by this lane, and we have been saying this since we started the IPO. The gain of scale and synergies generated together by the change in this product mix have proved to be a good strategy. We record a reduction of 40 bips in the general and administrative expenses, in line with our announcements in the previous calls. It is worth remembering that this line includes rent expenses, which we have explained before have been moved up in the recent quarters. The pursuit of greater efficiency is constant, and we expect to dilute even more our SG&A as percentage of revenues. In June, we acquired Gino's, an Italian-Mexican restaurant chain in Mexico with 12 owned stores and 16 franchises. This chain fits perfectly into our strategy of making greater use of central kitchens, generating synergies and scale gains not only in the central kitchen but also in the airport industry in Mexico. After the end of the quarter, we published a material fact announcing the termination of negotiations with Rising regarding a possible joint venture. We would like to make clear that following an extensive talks, we decided the proposed business model was not in the interest of our shareholders. After the end of the negotiations, we resume the growth in the road segment, as we already done so through new locations with Franguasado, and continue to seek out opportunities for creating value for our shareholders in the highway business in Brazil. Slide 3, expansion of stores. As said in the slide above, we closed the quarter with 308 stores, 72 more than a year ago, and 30 more than at the beginning of the year, and 23 more than last quarter. The annual increase was primarily concentrated in airports, where we opened 18 of the 30 new stores in the semester, and 11 of the 23 in the quarter. It is worth noting that the vast majority was open at the end of the quarter and will begin generating results in the second half of this year. Slide 4, net revenue and same-store sales. Net revenue grew by 13.7% to 319.2 million reais in the second quarter 2013. Same-store sales once again did well, recording a growth of 6.9% in the quarter and 7.7% in the semester. In terms of same-store sales per segment, the road segment had the best performance, which grew 10.5% in the quarter, followed by the airports with 9.6%. We believe in times of economic slowdown, our captive market strategy will prove to be a winner. Sales in the shopping mall segment fell by 3.1%, impacted by certain specific Viena Valley stores whose results have been below expectations. As we mentioned in our last meeting's conference call, we're looking into changing some of these stores into Red Lobster and Olive Garden stores. We're also in the final stage of a specific store-by-store study segment, and those with a situation that has a negative impact will be closed. We have no intention of investing money in locations with difficult turnaround or have low synergies. It's also worth remembering that the country was subjected to a highly atypical series of public demonstrations this quarter, which forced some malls to close for a few days. We're not blaming this event, but our calculations show that without this effect, our shopping mall same-store sales would have been very close to the first quarter 13 figure. Just to finalize this topic, we also like to remind you that third quarter, Batata Inglesa and JC Delicias chains will enter our same-store sales base, which will give us a better result in the next two quarters. Slide 5, gross profit and gross margin. Gross profit totaled 90.7 million reais in the second quarter 2013, 9.9% up year on year. In the first semester, gross profit reached 179.5 million, 14.7% more than the first semester of 2012. Gross margin fell by 100 bps over second quarter 2012, but increased 40 bps in relation to the previous quarter. The annual decline was due to increase in labor costs, which were partially offset by the reduction of food costs. As we have already mentioned, the airport segment has increased its share of the total stores mix this year. In 2013 to date, we have opened 25 new airport stores, mainly in which we will begin generating results in the coming months. We also worth remembering a large number of our stores are still in the ramp-up period phase. We opened 30 new stores in the last 6 months and 72 in the last 12 months, most of them with margins that are still below those of the mature stores and will certainly improve in the next two quarters. Slide 6, operating expenses and adjusted EBITDA. Operating expenses fell by 23.4% of net revenue in second quarter 12 to 23% in second quarter 13, a reduction of 40 bps. In the last half, G&A fell over 30 bps. The biggest increases in this line came from rent and others, where some of the last year reversals did not occur. However, thanks to the force of our expense reduction plan, payroll and third-party services increased only 4.6% and 4.5% respectively over the last year. This other operating income line came to 7.7 million reais, or 2.4% of net revenue, 70 bps down on second quarter 12. In the first half, this line totaled 14.1 million reais, or 2.2% of net revenue, slightly below first quarter 2012 figures. As we always said, we cannot predict exactly when we can close our contract with suppliers, and we will therefore always have variations in quarter-by-quarter comparisons. While we're certain that we're this is a recurring in nature and will have positive impact before the year ends. Non-recurring items total 7.4 million reais, mainly due to the acquisition of Gino's chain in Mexico and the reorganization related to our expense reduction plan. Adjusted EBITDA increased by 5.9% over second quarter 12 to 35.6 million, with a margin of 11.1% versus 12% in the same period last year. First half adjusted EBITDA increased by 10.6% with a margin of 10.9%. Slide 7, net income. Our slide 7, you can see the reconciliation of adjusted EBITDA and net income second quarter 13 versus second quarter 12, and in first quarter 13 versus first quarter 12. Non-recurring items total 7.4 million reais in the quarter versus 9 million in the second quarter 2012. As we explained on our previous slides, in the first half, these expenses stood to 20.3 million reais versus 9.8 million reais in the first quarter 2012. The financial result was a net expense of 6.2 million versus an expense of 4.6 million in second quarter 12. This increase was mainly due to the reduction in our cash position used by our expansion investments. According income tax came, accounting income tax came to 1.7 million reais versus 4 million reais in second quarter 12. This quarter, we recognize income tax and social contribution in net income credits of 4 million reais in one of our subsidiaries. As a result of all the above, we closed second quarter 13 with a net loss of 2 million reais versus a loss of 2.8 million reais in second quarter 12. Slide 8, cash flow. Operating cash flow totaled 25.1 million reais in second quarter 13 and 47.3 million reais in first quarter 13. In the quarter, CapEx absorbed 55 million reais, most of which used to acquire Gino's chain and open new stores. These investments were financed by the company-owned resources and operating cash flow. Net debt closed the quarter with 225.3 million or 1.4 times EBITDA in the last 12 months. If receivables are not considered as cash, the ratio fell to 1 times EBITDA. Well, I would like also to emphasize our strategy for this semester, which is the following. Back to basics on the operation. Close the necessary stores with an ever negative impact. Finalize negotiations with the 3 privatized airports in Brazil. And continue to focus on cost reduction on SG&A for the next semester. And also, our main strategy of growth will be airports in Brazil and LATAM that has given us very good results over the last years. Thank you, and I will pass it to Q&A.
At this time, we'll begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please hit star and then 1 using your touchtone telephone. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the question queue by pressing star and then 2. Again, it is star and then 1 to ask a question. We will now pause momentarily to assemble our roster. And once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star and 1. And we do have a question. This question comes from Lauren Llewellyn from Select Equity Group. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for hosting this call today. My first question is if you could update us on the status of the rumored transaction with Vips. We understand you're negotiating a deal to buy some of the restaurant assets from Walmex, and we wanted to see if you could give us an update on that.
Well, due to the NDA that we have signed, we can't talk about much about that, but what I can tell you is that we are proceeding other investment opportunities in Brazil, especially airports.
Is there a timeline that you can give us as to when there will be a final conclusion on whether you'll be doing this deal or not?
For us, there's a time, and you know, we need to disclose, we need to see the NDA. But what I can tell you is that we are very, very likely. Our growth strategy, as I mentioned before, is going to be focusing in the negotiations of the three airports in Brazil.
Got it. Great. And are you reconsidering, given some of the issues you had in Brazil on the malls coming in lower than you had expected, and profitability being a bit tougher, are you reconsidering some of the international expansion, doing deals like this in the future, or does that remain something that's on the table?
No, if you see the last part of what I mentioned, where our focus fully is going to be in the airport sector with the highway business that we have in Brazil, but the answer is no. We're going to continue to grow in the captive markets that we operate today. Also, if you look at the shopping centers in Brazil, July, for the first time this year, had a positive semi-store sales. So you're seeing a tendency that is getting better in the second semester than in the first semester. But to answer you, we're going to focus on the close of those three airports, open Frangosados in the highways, and also keep in mind that our international operation in the airport sectors and the sectors that we have is doing very well. So that will be the strategy from here to the end of the year.
That's great. And can you also, while you're on the topic of July, you mentioned in your release that generally things were positive. Can you talked about malls, but can you talk about what you're seeing in the other segments as well in terms of same-store sales?
Yeah. Airports was incredible. We gave 15% of same-store sales. That's due to a lot of new stores that are getting out of the ramp-up. But if you look, July altogether was a much better month than the previous 6 months. So, again, this is July. We have to see what happens in the quarter. I'm looking at the sales of August right now, and they're looking pretty much close to that number as well. So this is the first month of the quarter, but we are seeing July to pick up semi-store sales, not only in Brazil, but also in the rest of our operations in Latin America.
That's great. Well, thank you very much for taking the question, and it's great to see that things are turning and you're seeing things on a positive note.
Thank you, Lauren.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star and then one. And we do have an additional question from Jonathan Rosenthal from Newfoundland. Please go ahead with your question.
Hey, guys. I'm sorry. I just hopped on the call about 10 minutes ago, so I might have missed, I listened to the Portuguese portion, but I did not listen to the U.S. First part of the questions. But anyway, my question actually relates to the 9 store shutdowns that you guys were mentioning. How much, when you're shutting down a store, I understand that you're shutting it down because its return on capital is not sufficient, but are these stores actually generating losses? Meaning, once I shut down these stores, will you actually expect, if I were to look at a run rate EBITDA, would that actually go up, or were these like break-even stores? How bad were they, just so I can have a general sense as to when you finally like pull the plug on an underperforming store?
John, this is Neil. Yes, they were generating losses, okay? So we are not closing any store that's generating profit because the capex already invested, okay? So all the ones we mentioned were stores that went to the company when we bought the Vienna brand in 2007. So they are old stores and we need to renew right now. So as they were generating losses, we chose to close the stores. Okay.
So when you're closing the store, sorry about that. When you're closing the store, does this mean you're actually walking away from the location, or are you gonna, or some of these 9 store closures that you're talking about, you may actually put in a new brand that you have under your umbrella?
Hey, Jonathan, when we close those stores, we generally don't see any opportunity to change. So, I mean, there may be a couple that we can do something else, but generally there are locations that we just don't see any opportunities for.
Perfect. Last question regarding these closures. I know they were operating in negative. In aggregate, are we talking like negative $3 million in EBITDA? $3 million reais? Like, what's the general, like, what's the magnitude of the losses of these nine?
Well, let me check the exact number, and I'll give it to you until the end of the day.
Even better.
Email. But okay. I'll check exactly the number, okay?
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Chris Coca from Eminence Capital. Please go with your question.
Hey, guys. I was wondering if you could talk about, just on the margin front, you know, the extent to which you can continue to, you know, get a benefit from food costs as a percent of revenues and, you know, whether we should continue to expect that benefit going forward and, you know, how that might offset additional, you know, increases in labor costs in the back half of next year.
Yes, hi, this is Javier. Basically, you know, food costs was one of the things that we control very well. What we're seeing in July is that the food cost has been controlled as well. So my personal feeling is that it's going to continue on the same trend that we have for the rest of the year. And maybe, especially fourth quarter, that's where we make more sales. And you have the mix of products of Batata Inglesa that is performing really well in airports. I think we can maybe bring it down a little bit. But my personal opinion is as stable as it is and a little bit of synergy in the last quarter.
And to what extent is that Brazilian tax break on the food staples contributing to that cost reduction versus other, you know, kind of mix shifts and, you know, volume discounts?
Chris, this is you speaking. Well, no, this is not contributing too much. So when you analyze inflation numbers in Brazil, since the beginning of the year, we are talking above 5% increased prices in our raw material. So what gives us this advantage is, first of all, mix of products, as Javier mentioned to you, and second of all, we are centralizing as much as we can everything in our central kitchen. So every single quarter that passes, we are increasing the percentage of centralization we are doing in central kitchens.
Great. And then secondly, on the same store sales subject, can you guys just talk about the, you know, I guess what are the same store sales for stores that have already ramped? So I understand that ones that are within a year of opening are not included, but, you know, given that not all of them progress to 100% within a year, you know, you're still getting some contribution from the kind of ramp up in sales in years two and three. Is there a way to think about the same store metric for stable established stores?
Chris, this is Neil speaking again. Well, for airports and roads, for airports and malls are the same. Okay, so that's because the ramp up period is less than 12 months. Exactly. Okay, so in terms of roads, so the numbers would be a little bit lower, but in terms of margins, the same store margins are better than the ones that are in ramping up. Let me take the number, but for sure, we gain some same store sales in road segment, but we lose some margin in stores that are ramping up. Okay, so this is a simple math I'll do in like, give me 20 minutes and I'll send you.
Great, thanks very much, guys.
Thank you.
Once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star and one. Our next question comes from Barbara Miller from Federated Investors.
Oh, thanks. Good afternoon. I may have missed this in the prepared remarks, but there was a larger gap between the percentage growth in stores this quarter versus the percentage growth in total sales than we've seen in previous quarters. And I understand that it's been a difficult time in Brazil, but can you address that in terms of either the timing of when you opened and closed or the productivity of new stores in different segments of the business and how we should think about total sales growth going forward?
Barbara, good morning. Neil speaking. Okay.
Hi.
Well, what happened is that we opened like more than 20 stores in the end of June. Okay, so those ones are Geno's stores and also 8 stores in airports in Brazil. Okay, so major part of it did not contribute with sales, although we needed to recognize and book it as stores open in the second quarter. More than it, we have in the last couple of quarters, we are passing a process in Puerto Rico where we close some stores and open some stores in the same quarter. So we need to book these stores as not same-store sales. So we analyzed the same-store sales of of second quarter 2012 and see the comparison we just booked this year. You see that the number is different, mainly because the reason I just told you right now. Okay, so but just answering your question, for the future we are expecting to bring back the same numbers we are showing in the last couple of quarters. July showed the same trend. So as Javier mentioned, right now we are seeing August, and August is in a good trend too this first week. So the idea is to deliver back the numbers we used to deliver in the last 5 or 6 quarters.
Okay, and did you say how many stores in total you expect to open for the balance of the year? I know the Fango Asado has been in flux, but just in general, how much we can expect to see as far as opening?
Hi, Barbara, this is Javier. That's going to depend how soon we close the negotiations with the 3 airports. That's something that I'm doing myself directly. So, you know, we can give you a better view of that probably in the next 30 days.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And once again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star and 1. And in showing no additional questions, I would like to turn the conference call back over to Mr. Javier Gavilán for any final remarks.
Well, thank you all very much. I would like just to reiterate our enthusiasm for the project. We're clearly focused on what we need to do, especially in Brazil with our airport segment and our highway segment, and also to reduce costs on the shopping center segment. We're now off to a good track on July, and we're looking forward for this to remain to the end of the year. Thank you for our shareholders to be part of IMC, and I want to thank you all that were part of this call. Good day.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes IMC's conference call. You may now disconnect and have a good day.